No surprises. So how does it feel to be the defending champion?
Of course, obviously, it feels great. And I didn't, as I said in the court, that I didn't expect anything from the match. I just went to enjoy every moment on court because before I was not sure if I would be able to play on French Open, so I was just happy to be on court, back on court and compete, so it was very important for me. And in the end, the result comes up and it's just amazing.
You mentioned on court the 2.5 months ago that you didn't know if you were going to play in Paris. Can you kind of tell us why? What that that whole story is?
I got injured in Indian Wells and I got hurt in the knee. And after that, I pulled out from Miami and went back to Europe to check everything, like how is it bad or not, because actually there was a chance maybe that I would have to go for the surgery, but likely I met very good physios and professionals, and I went for rehab to Tenerife, and we did a great job. And after 2 months, I came back, and I already played last week. So we avoid the surgery. That was the most important thing. And I'm just happy to be here again.
Do you think because you might not have been here at Roland Garros that you played with a sense of freedom and approached it as nothing to lose in a way?
Yeah, I came in court that I have to be free. I have to play every point that I have nothing to lose. But still, to be on center court first round after 2.5 months off without matches, it was still a little bit tough and nervous. But I think I managed, and it helped me a lot. That I didn't have so much pressure behind me.
What was your reaction when the draw came out and 2.5 months off and you're going to have to step on to court Philippe Chatrier to play, you know, the reigning defending champion? What was your, were you happy?
I was laughing because, I didn't expect that I would play against the defending champion, but I accept this, you know. Okay, that's the opponent. This is life. What I can do, I cannot change this. And I just have to go on court and do my best. And as I said, I was really happy to be here. That's why I couldn't complain.
The blisters that you had, first of all, it was really ugly. That was a big one. Super gross. But I'm just kind of curious, do you think those blisters are coming because you haven't played for 2.5 months? Like, is it kind of one of those things where, you know, you lose?
Can be, yeah, because I wasn't running before that much. I was practicing and running like controlled movements, but I didn't play so many points yet. Can be the reason, yeah. But you know, sometimes it happens. This is normal for me. It's very. Sometimes I have some blisters on the foot and I have these problems, and yeah, it was ugly and disturbing me a lot. But after medical timeout, the physio did a good tape. It helped me to survive.
And then just in terms of you're now 3-0 against Ostapenko, beat her 2 times before, and now this is the third. Is there something about the way that your games match up that seems to go in your favor? And also, did knowing that you had beaten her 2 times in the past when you saw the draw maybe, okay, possible, doable?
I don't know actually what's wrong with my game. but maybe I'm kind of playing uncomfortable, trying to change the rhythm all the time, because I know that if I will play her game, that's what she wants. And I'm trying to play differently, and probably this is the reason. But this match is different, of course. She had so much pressure. This is fair to say. And of course, she went on court first round. It's always difficult to play, even not on center court, not for defending champion. In general, it's very we are very nervous. So this is that this situation was special. But I don't know, maybe something in my game she doesn't like, and that's why I have three love.
Just wondering on the approach then for the second round, can you keep that kind of freedom and mentality for the either Azarenka or Siniaková?
I think so, yeah. Really, I'm still not expecting much from me. I don't want to put pressure on myself, and I know that I have to play matches. I need a lot of matches to get my confidence, to get my level back. And so I think, I will try to come up with the same setup, and let's see.
What aspect of playing on a clay court do you think suits your game?
What fits? You mean, yeah, for my game?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Actually, I'm moving quite well, but now I'm sometimes, not that I'm struggling, but I had a knee injury, so it was difficult for me before to run. That's why I played a tournament before, just to feel myself on court. So I think I'm moving well, and also maybe that my game kind of, I'm trying to change the rhythm all the time. I have slices, I can spin the ball, I can play fast, and I think all these things helping me on clay. So.
Can you what specifically was the knee injury?
I had a crack in the cartilage.
Okay, so the meniscus?
No, in the cartilage.
Oh, in the cartilage, okay.
Yeah, there. Yeah, so it's a kind of weird injury, and normally the cartilage, it's very difficult to heal because there is no blood. And but somehow we did it. Now I did them. I had an MRI again, and it's fine.
And then with the injury and everything, when did you start hitting again, and how far are you, do you think, still from the level that you want, or are you already there? I mean, give us some insight.
But you know, when I started to practice, it was 15 minutes. I just tried to be on court.
When was that?
It was, I think, 4 weeks ago. So 15 minutes. Then next day I had pain. So I didn't practice for 3 days. Then again, I went on court and tried to play 20 minutes. If it's okay, then I go next day. So it was a long journey. And it was like this, maybe 2 weeks. And now, before Nuremberg, I played Nuremberg. I had 2 weeks in Barcelona, but also I practiced 2 days in a row. Then if I have pain, I skip 2 days. I give my body to rest, recover. So it was not the same practices as before. So because I had to be very careful. But I can say that at least 2 weeks I practice. Three, maybe. Three, yeah, because in Nuremberg 1 week as well.